You ought to translate it this way.
都恒心遵守师徒的教训和交通，摆饼祈祷。
They were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow with a word of prayer.
主，我们实在满心感谢赞美你。
Lord, we are full of thanksgiving and praise unto you.
因为在你作子的面前，我们再一次温习你的慈爱。
Because before your table, once again, we come to reveal your mercy.
我们感谢赞美你。
We thank and praise thee.
你爱我们爱到极处。
You love us to the uttermost.
你把你自己完完全全地赐给我们。
You have given yourself completely to us.
我们的主，我们实在愿意你的爱充满了我们的心。
Lord, we do ask that your love may fill our hearts.
叫我们从心的深处愿意来满足你的心。
That we may be willing from the depths of our hearts to satisfy your heart.
我们把这个时间恭恭敬敬交在你自己的手里。
Lord, we entrust this time into your precious hands.
求你的灵释放你的话语。
We ask that your spirit may set free your word.
把你的话种在我们每一个弟兄姊妹的心里。
That you may plant your word in each and every heart here.
好叫你的旨意能通行在地上，如同在天上一样。
That your purpose may be fulfilled on earth as it is in heaven.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
We pray this way in Jesus' precious name.
Amen. 感谢赞美主带领我们到这个特会最后的整天。
We thank the Lord for leading us to this last day of this conference.
我想我不用再提醒弟兄姊妹我们这一次特会的题目是什么。
I don't think I have to remind brothers and sisters the theme of this conference.
如果我们还不清楚的话那实在是可怜的事情。
And if we're not clear about it, it's surely a shame.
虽然我们这一次的重心是重在教会。
Even though our focus this time is upon the church,
但是我们都清楚。
But we are clear of this.
教会是一个器皿。
The church is a vessel.
内容乃是基督。
The content is Christ.
所以当我们在那里提到教会的时候，
So when we speak about the church,
我们千万不要忘记我们的主。
Let us dare not to forget our Lord.
因为圣经很清楚地告诉我们。
Because the Bible clearly tells us.
在哥林多前书。
In 1 Corinthians.
在十二章十二节。
In chapter 12 and verse 12.
他说身子只有一个却有许多肢体。
There is one body yet there are many members.
肢体虽然多人是一个身体。
Though many members, it is yet but one body.
基督也是这样。
And it is also Christ.
所以当我们提到教会的时候，
So when we speak about the church,
我们必须要记得，
We have to remember,
主是教会的一切。
The Lord is the all of the church.
教会乃是为着我们的主做见证。
The church is there to be a testimony for our Lord.
我的责任是与弟兄姊妹交通到身体的生活。
My responsibility is to share on body living.
但是在过去两次，好像我还没有提到身体的生活。
But as if the past two times I have not mentioned about this matter yet.
因为如果我们对于生命不清楚的话，
Because if we are not clear about life,
我们就谈不上生活的问题。
Then we cannot speak about living.
因为生活完全是根据生命而来的。
Because the living is according to the life.
怎么样的生命就产生怎么样的生活。
What kind of life produces what kind of living?
如果你顺主你的生命来活的话，
If you follow the leading of that life,
生活就是非常自然的一件事。
Then your living will be very natural.
在我们第一天的早晨，
In the first morning,
我们特别提到身体的启示，或者说意象。
We especially mention on the revelation of the body or the vision of the body.
我们在以弗所第三章里头给我们看见。
Ephesians chapter 3 shows us.
使徒保罗在那里提到一个奥秘。
The Apostle Paul mentions about a mystery.
那个奥秘叫做基督的奥秘。
That mystery is the mystery of Christ.
他说这基督的奥秘啊，是历史历代隐藏的奥秘。
He said that this mystery of Christ has been hidden through the ages.
这个奥秘是我们的神在基督里所定规的一个旨意。
This mystery is what God established in Christ as his purpose.
在创世之前，
Before the foundation of the world,
我们的神在基督里面就立定了一个旨意。
Our God had a purpose in his son.
这个旨意是为着他的儿子的。
This purpose is for his son.
这个旨意是不但是宝贵，并且是荣耀的。
This purpose is not just precious, but also glorious.
但是这个旨意隐藏在神的里面。
But this purpose was hidden in God.
历史历代都是隐藏的。
Throughout the ages, it was hidden.
虽然我们读旧约的时候，
Even though when we read the Old Testament,
我们看见神在这里，在那里，好像透露一点的消息。
We see that God as if he sprinkled here and there some hints.
有的时候他用人物。
Sometimes he uses people and things.
有的时候他用预表。
Sometimes he uses types.
有的时候他用预言。
Sometimes he uses prophecy.
用各种的方法，好像稍微透露一点的消息。
Through many methods, as if he is there giving us hints.
但是人不明白。
But man did not comprehend.
一直等到我们的主来到地上。
Not until our Lord came to this earth.
他在世上活了，并且他在地上完成了救赎。
He lived in this world and accomplished the work of redemption on this earth.
那个奥秘一直等到使徒们的时候。
That mystery, it wasn't until the time of the apostles.
以弗所第三章告诉我们说，
Ephesians chapter 3 tells us,
这个历史历代隐藏的奥秘现在借着圣灵已经启示给众使徒和先知。
This mystery, which has been hidden through the ages, now has been revealed to the apostles and prophets.
所以保罗他深深地知道这个基督的奥秘是什么。
So Paul knew deeply what is the mystery of Christ.
简单地说来，基督的奥秘就是他的身体。
Simply speaking, the mystery of Christ is his body.
就是他那奥秘的身体。
It is that mysterious body.
那也就是我们今天所说的教会。
It is what we speak about today as the church.
因为基督是元首。
Because Christ is the head.
教会是他的身体。
The church is his body.
是那充满万有者所充满的。
That which fills all and in all.
弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters.
如果这是一个在神里面创世之前就隐藏的奥秘。
If this is a mystery hidden from before the foundation of the world,
并且需要圣灵来把它启示出来的。
And you need the Holy Spirit to reveal it.
我想我们立刻就知道这是一件何等重要的事情。
Then we immediately know how important such a thing is.
神的心意为着他的儿子。
The heart of God is for his son.
要给他儿子一个身体。
To give his son a body.
他不只 是道成肉身的那个身体。
It is not just that word that became flesh, that body.
乃是他复活升天之后。
Is that after he resurrected and ascended.
在五旬节的日子圣灵降下来。
And then on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was given.
在一个灵里面把120个信徒浸成一个身体。
In one spirit, he baptized the 120 into one body.
在这个身体里面我们的主他继续说话继续行事。
In this body, our Lord continues to speak and to do.
所以你就看见说这个基督的身体是何等的宝贵。
So you see how precious is this body of Christ.
这个身体需要渐渐的长大。
This body needs to slowly grow up.
直到它满有基督的圣量。
Until it is filled with the stature of Christ.
这是以弗所第四章所告诉我的。
This is what Ephesians chapter 4 tells us.
等到这个身体满有基督的身量的时候。
When this body is full of the stature of Christ.
然后在以弗所第五章就给我们看见我们的基督他要取这个身体做
And then in Ephesians chapter 5, you see how our Lord will take up this body as his bride.
这个教会，这个身体，无瑕疵，无皱纹，无斑点。
This church, this body is complete without blemish, without wrinkle.
圣洁无瑕疵。
Holy, unblemished.
献给他做荣耀的心腹
and presented to himself as the glorious bride.
所以这个就是神对于身体的启示。
So this is the revelation of God about the body.
盼望我们所有的弟兄姊妹
May each and every brother and sister
不只在我们的耳朵里面听见了
that we not just hear this in our ears.
也不只在我们的头脑里我们领会了
Not just understand with our heads
我们需要在灵里面得着圣灵的启示
We need the revelation from the Spirit in our spirits
这样这个奥秘就要完成在我们身上
This way this mystery will be fulfilled in our lives
否则的话奥秘在外面我们在这里
Otherwise, the mystery is out there and we are here.
神的旨意要这个奥秘完成在我们身上。
The purpose of God is that this mystery may be fulfilled in us.
我们就进入那个奥秘的里面。
We may enter into that mystery.
这个路必须有启示。
And this way needs revelation.
所以我们要求主赐给我们智慧
So we need to ask the Lord to give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫我们真正地知道他。
That we may truly know him.
好像保罗在大马士的路上看见那个异象一样。
Just like Paul on his way to Damascus, he saw that vision.
那么在第二天的早晨。
In the second morning,
我们也交通了一点关乎身体的律。
We spoke about the law of the body.
我们说，如果是身体的话，
If it is the body,
那一定是与生命发生肢体的关系。
It must have a direct relationship with life.
这个生命不是我们肉体天然从亚当来的那个生命。
This life is not the natural Adamic life.
因为那个生命不能产生基督的身体。
Because that life cannot produce the body of Christ.
不但不能产生基督的身体。
It cannot not produce the body of Christ.
并且是基督的身体最大的仇敌。
It is actually the greatest enemy to the body of Christ.
很多时候我们以为说撒旦是教会最大的仇敌。
Oftentimes we think that Satan is the greatest enemy of the church.
但是 严格的说来，教会最大的仇敌是我们的肉体。
But strictly speaking, the greatest enemy of the church is ourselves.
因为教会是基督的身体。
Because the church is the body of Christ.
那个身体是从基督的生命来的。
That body comes from the life of Christ.
乃是一个新造。
It is a new creation.
所以一切的旧造在里头都是没有份的。
So all of the old creation has no part with it.
我们需要看见基督的身体是完全是基督的生命所造成。
We need to see that the body of Christ is formed through the life of Christ.
是他的生命产生这个身体。
It is his life that produces this body.
也是他的生命叫这个身体长大成人。
It is his life that allows us to grow up into maturity.
满有基督长成的身量。
To be filled with the full stature of Christ.
所以从头到末都是神的生命的问题。
So from beginning to end is a matter of the life of God.
也可以说都是基督的问题。
In other words, it's the matter of the life of Christ.
基督在我们里面长大。
Christ growing up in us.
基督在我们中间成形。
Christ is formed in us.
这个身体就长大成人了。
Then this body becomes a mature man.
这样就配做基督的心腹。
Then we are worthy to be the bride of Christ.
我们常常在这里说。
We often say here.
我们等候我们的主回来。
We wait for our Lord's return.
你知道在第一世纪的时候。
You know that in the first century,
那些爱主的人，他们也等候主的回来。
Those who loved the Lord, they also waited for the Lord.
他们这个等候的心是不错的。
The waiting heart is correct.
虽然我们的主在第一世纪没有回来。
Even though the Lord did not return in the first century.
但是他们这个心啊，向着主是对的。
But their heart towards the Lord was correct.
当教会在第二世纪、第三世纪受逼迫的时候
，When the church was persecuted in the second and third centuries，
基督徒彼此相见的时候
，When Christians were there selling out each other，
他们就说主快再来了
，Say Lord come quickly，
这是他们唯一的盼望
，This is their only hope。
这是他们唯一的安慰
，This is their only comfort。
这是他们所等候的
，This is what they were waiting for。
他们没有错。
They were not wrong.
虽然主在第二世纪、第三世纪没有回来。
Even though the Lord did not return the second and third century.
我们今天到了二十一世纪。
We have come to the 21st century.
如果你的心是向着主的话。
If your heart is towards the Lord.
你一定也是盼望主在这个时候就快快地回来。
Your longing is that the Lord may return quickly.
这个心是神所喜悦的。
This heart is pleasing to God.
难道是我们等候主回来吗？
Is it we that are waiting for the Lord's return?
还是主等候我们完成呢？
Or is the Lord waiting for us to be completed?
新郎心是何等的迫切。
The heart of the bridegroom is so longing that he may receive for himself a bride.
照我所能记得的
From what I can remember,
恐怕在历史上就有一件事情
In history, there was probably one thing.
乃是新妇等候新郎
is that the bride was waiting for the bridegroom.
那个就是戴德生的曾祖父
And that was the great-grandfather of Hudson Taylor.
这个戴德生的曾祖父年轻的时候啊。
Now, the great-grandfather of Hudson Taylor, when he was young,
他虽然是一个信徒
even though he was a believer,
但是他对主没有多少的心
but he had no heart for the Lord.
到他要结婚的那一天
the day that he was going to be married,
他早晨醒过来
he woke up in the morning,
他忽然想起这是一件严重的事情。
You suddenly realize this is an important matter.
我现在要结婚了。
I have to get married.
要娶亲了。
I have to marry a bride.
所以他就跑到田里头去祷告。
So then he went into the field to pray.
他一直祷告，一直祷告，一直祷告。
He prayed and prayed and prayed.
他忘记了他结婚的时间已经到了。He
forgot that the time of his wedding ceremony had already arrived.
等他祷告完了。But
after he finished praying,
忽然想起来了。He
all of a sudden remembered.
哎呀，他的新妇已经在教堂里等他了。He
said that his bride was waiting for him in the church.
大家都在那里等新郎。Everybody
was there waiting for the bridegroom.
不晓得他到哪里去了。Didn't
know where he went.
他就拼命地跑到教堂里去。So
he ran into the church building.
这是唯一我所知道的。This
is the only time I know.
恐怕在所有的结婚上面呢,
in all wedding ceremonies,
都是新郎等在那里, 新妇就迟迟不来。
It's always the bridegroom waiting for the bride.
弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
这个是新郎的心意啊,
this is the heart of the bridegroom.
难道我们的主不盼望回来吗?
Doesn't our Lord long to come back?
难道我们的主不盼望来接受他的心腹吗?
Doesn't the Lord want to receive the bride to himself?
但是心腹没有长大,
but the bride has not grown up.
你不能与一个没有成熟的人
You cannot marry an immature person.
这样不能相配啊,
then you are not fit for each other.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
严格地说来,
strictly speaking,
不是我们等主,
it's not that we wait for the Lord.
是主等我们,
it's the Lord waiting for us.
主已经等了二十世纪,
the Lord already waited for us for 20 centuries.
但是他的心腹还没有长大。
But his bride is as yet not grown up.
还没有满有基督长成的身量。
Is not yet still filled with the full stature of Christ.
弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
你看我们的责任是多重。
Look at how great our responsibility is.
我们不能糊里糊涂地过日子。
We cannot live our lives loosely.
我们必须要起来。
We have to rise up.
为着主的缘故。
For the Lord's sake,
要叫我们能成熟,
that we may become mature,
让基督的身量在我们里面能长成,
that the stature of Christ may grow up in us.
这样的话,
this way,
我们的主马上就回来,
then our Lord will return immediately.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so dear brothers and sisters,
我们看见基督的身体, 需要长大,
we see that the body of Christ needs to grow up.
但是这个身体的长大,
but the growth of this body
有它长大的律,
has its growing law.
那就是生命圣灵的律,
and that is the law of the Spirit of life.
这个律运行在身体的里面,
as this law moves in the body.
如果我们顺着这个律而
If we live according to that law,
那你就看见有生长,
then you'll see growth.
如果你捏着这个律的话,
but if you go against this law,
你就看见有毁坏, 甚至于死亡,
you will see destruction and death.
所以我们所有爱主的人,
so all of us who love the Lord,
如果你爱基督的身体,
if you love the body of Christ,
我们必须要知道这一节 生命圣灵的律是什么?
We have to know what is this law of the Spirit of life.
所以昨天我们在这里稍微有了一点交流。So
we had a brief fellowship on this matter.
第一件事要持定元首。The
first law is to hold fast to the head.
因为头把它一切的丰富都藏在
Because the head has already placed all of its fullness in the body.
头借着神经的系统来管理我们身上每一个肢体。
The head, through the nervous system, controls every member.
所以要这个身体长大成熟，你必须要持定元首。
So for this body to grow up, you need to hold fast to the head.
我们每一个做 基督身体上肢体的人,
all of us members of the body of Christ,
我们有一个责任,
we have a responsibility.
我们要顺服元首的权柄,
we have to submit to the authority of the head.
神是宇宙中唯一的权柄,
God is the only authority in the universe.
人永远不是权柄。
Man is never the authority.
神可以把权柄托付给人。
God can delegate his authority to man.
但是这个托付是根据他的生命。
But this delegation is according to his life.
不是一个外面的托付。
It's not an external delegation.
乃是一个生命的权柄。
It is a authority from life.
他把他基督的生命多少放在你的里面。
How much of Christ he has placed in you?
那个生命就是权柄。
Then that life becomes authority.
因为不是人的权柄。
Because it's not the authority of man.
是神自己的权柄。
It is God's own authority.
所以我们要顺服我们的神。
So we have to submit to our God.
我们也要彼此顺服。
And we have to submit to one another.
我们顺服神是绝对的顺，绝对的服。
When we submit to God, it's complete submission, complete obedience.
我们顺服人可以绝对的服，但是不能绝对的顺。
Now, when we submit to one another, we can have complete submission, but not complete obedience.
因为人都有残缺。
Because men all have shortcomings.
当人的旨意与神的旨意冲突的时候。
When the will of man and the will of God are in conflict.
好像使徒们说，我们要顺服神。
Just like the apostle says, we have to submit to God.
虽然我们能服你们，
even though we can submit to you,
但是我们不能顺你们，
but we cannot obey you.
我们不能照着你吩咐我们的，不准传扬主的名去做。
We cannot do according to what you have said and not to preach the word.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so dear brothers and sisters,
让我们记得，
let us remember,
这个基督的身体的律第一个是持定元首。
The first law of the body of Christ is to hold fast to the head.
那第二个呢？
How about the second?
就是在基督里一个身体。
That in Christ there is one body.
因为只有一个身体。
Because there's only one body.
所以我们要竭力保守圣灵所赐的合一。
So we have to diligently preserve the unity of the Spirit.
我们可以有许许多多不同的看法。
We can have many different viewpoints.
甚至于许多不同的做法。
And many different methods of doing things.
但是感谢赞美主，在这一位三一的神里面，我们都是一的。
But thanks be to God, in this Godhead, we are all one.
所以我们应当维持交通。
So we have to maintain fellowship.
我们不能分门别类。
We cannot have divisions among us.
我们要看见只是基督为我们舍命。
We have to see that Christ gave up his life for us.
所以我们需要竭力保守圣灵所赐的合一。
So we have to diligently preserve the unity of the Spirit.
这样我们能达到在真道上和认识神儿子上的合一。
Then we can attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God.
那么第三件事。
Then the third law.
在这个身体的律里面。
In this law of the body.
我们看见所有的肢体都是不同的。
We see that all of the members are different.
这是神的荣耀。
This is the glory of God.
但是在这不同的里面，
But in this differences,
神要我们互相联络，彼此供应。
The Lord wants us to be joined together and to minister to one another.
没有一个肢体是没有用处。
Not one member is useless.
这个身体需要每一个肢体联络并且供应。
This body needs all the members to be joined together and to minister to one another.
那么第四。
Fourth.
我们也说到说这个身体给我们限制，但是感谢神也给我们保护。
Fourth, this body restrains us, but also protects us.
许多时候你觉得说如果你一个人可以随心所欲。
Oftentimes you think that as an individual, you can do whatever you want to do.
如果你有那么多的弟兄姊妹，那就拘束了。
But if you have so many brothers and sisters, you feel restrained.
但是这个约束是对我们有益处的。
But this restraining is good for us.
叫我们能走在神的旨意里。
Then we can walk in the will of God.
感谢神，身体也是一个保护。
Thank God that the body is a protection for us.
如果我们单独的话，
If we are alone,
我们容易受欺骗。
We will be easily tricked.
我看见一些弟兄姊妹，
I saw some brothers and sisters.
他们过单独的生活。
They live a life of individual.
虽然他们本来是很爱主的，
Even though they loved the Lord before.
但是因为他们不愿与弟兄姊妹交通。
But because they refuse to have fellowship with brothers and sisters.
他们说我与主的关系就好了。
They said, I just need my relationship with the Lord.
我不必与弟兄姊妹有关系。
I don't need to have fellowship with the other saints.
但是结果呢？
But what was the result?
不是走极端，走偏。
They either went, became dogmatic,
或者他们就失落了。
Or they were lost.
所以我们要记得。
So we have to remember.
我们不能离开身体。
We cannot leave the body.
我们需要身体的保护。
We need the protection of the body.
这是我们昨天稍微交通的。
This is what we shared on briefly yesterday.
那么今天最后一个早晨，
This last morning,
我们就要谈身体的生活了。
We want to speak about body living.
我不知道弟兄姊妹是不是准备好了要来交通身体的生活。
I don't know if brothers and sisters are prepared to share on body living.
你知道有一件很奇妙的事情。
You know, there is a very wondrous thing.
这个东西我们叫它 body consciousness, 身体的感觉，是不是？
直觉。
身体的直觉。
We call it the body consciousness.
当你信主的时候，
When you believe in the Lord,
有两件事情发生。
There are two things that happen.
一件事呢，你对神有了知觉了。
One thing, you become conscious of God.
还有一件事，
Another thing,
你对神的儿女有了知觉了。
You become conscious of the children of God.
我常常记得我有一个同工。
I remember I used to have a co-worker.
他曾这样说过。
He once said this.
他说他结婚了。
He said he got married.
第一次回到他妻子的家里去。
The first time he returned to the home of his wife.
看见有父的时候。
And then when he saw his father-in-law.
那照中国的规矩要叫一声爸爸。
So according to Chinese tradition, you have to call him dad.
但是他说那一天他叫爸爸很困难。
But he said that that day when he said the word dad, it was so difficult.
好像很不自然。
It was so unnatural.
很多生长在基督教家庭的儿女，
Many people that grow up in Christian families,
也祷告。
They pray.
我就是中间一个。
I am one of them.
但是我在祷告的时候啊，我们在天上的父。
When I prayed, I said, Our Father who art in heaven.
好像叫有父一样的。
As if I'm calling him as my father-in-law.
不自然。
It was so unnatural.
因为没有生命的关系。
Because there's no relationship of life.
但是感谢赞美主。
But thank and praise God.
当我蒙恩得救的那一天。
The day that I was saved.
忽然改变了。
All of a sudden it changed.
我在那里向神祷告的时候。
When I was praying to the Lord.
阿爸父啊。
Abba Father.
多亲近啊。
It was so close.
多亲热啊。
It was so intimate.
好像有生命上的关系。
As if there was a relationship of life.
我想这个每一个蒙恩得救的人都有这样的故事。
I think all of us who have been saved by grace have this story.
如果今天你在祷告神的时候说我们在天上的父像背书一样，那恐怕是有父了。
So when you pray, our Father who art in heaven, like you're memorizing a book, then it's like calling him your, calling a father-in-law.
不自然。
It's unnatural.
所以我们每一个蒙恩得救的人。
So all of us who have been saved by grace.
自然而然的。
Naturally.
立刻就来的。
It comes immediately.
不要等五年，
You don't have to wait.
你祷告的时候，就得神与你有生命的关系。
So when you pray, you have a life relationship with God.
很亲热。
It is so intimate.
神实在是你的父亲。
The God is indeed your Father.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
除了这个直觉之外。
Other than this consciousness.
每一个蒙恩得救的人。
Every believer that has been saved by grace.
同时还有一个直觉。
Also has another consciousness.
那就是身体的直觉。
And that is body consciousness.
为什么呢
Why?
因为当你蒙恩得救之后
Because after you have been saved by grace
你如果碰到一个人
If you meet somebody
发现他也是信主的
You discover that he's also a believer
我问你你里面有什么感觉
I ask you, what do you feel inside?
你是不是觉得哎，这个人好像就是我的弟兄就是我的姊妹一样
Don't you feel that, oh, this is just like my brother or my sister?
并且这一个关系啊，比你血肉之亲啊还要亲。
And yet, this relationship is even closer than that relationship of the flesh and blood.
那如果你不在身体里面
，So, but if you're not in the body,
那你怎么有这个感觉呢
？How can you have this sense?
你不在身体里面
，If you are not in the body,
你怎么能感觉头呢
？How can you feel the head?
你如果不在身体里面
If you're not in the body
你怎么会感觉你的肢体呢
How can you feel the other members?
可能从前是仇敌
Maybe before you used to be enemies
你知道扫罗和亚纳尼亚本来是仇敌
You know Saul and Ananias they used to be enemies
因为扫罗拿了文书啊要到大马士去抓基督徒
So the Paul took the books to capture the saints in Damascus.
亚纳尼亚是在大马士基督徒中间呢，大家都知道。
And Ananias was one of the believers in Damascus.
两个人是仇敌，不能见面的。
The two were enemies; they couldn't meet each other.
如果见面的话，不是你死就是我死。
If they met each other, either you die or I die.
所以当神要差遣亚纳尼亚去见扫罗的时候，亚纳尼亚说：“我听见这个人的事情了。”
So when God sent Ananias to go meet Paul, he said, "I have heard about this man."
他很有名啊。
He is very famous.
他来就是来抓我的。
He comes to capture ones like me.
我怎么把自己送上去呢
？How can I just give myself to him?
但是主说你去好了。
But the Lord said, "You go."
他是我的器皿。
He is my vessel.
你知道亚纳尼亚一到扫罗那里
？You know that when Ananias came to Paul.
他把手放在他的身上。
He placed his hand upon Paul.
他说：“弟兄，扫罗。”
He said, "Brother Saul."
亚纳尼亚把扫罗抓住了。
Ananias laid hold of Saul,
并且说：“你是我的弟兄。”
And said, "Brother."
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这个 body consciousness 是非常自然。
This body consciousness is so natural.
因为这是生命。
Because this is life.
你如果有生命，就有这个感觉。
Because if you have life, you have the consciousness.
如果你连这个感觉都没有，恐怕你的得救有问题。
If you don't have this consciousness, then we wonder if there's an issue with your salvation.
虽然神救我们是一个一个的拯救
，Even though the Lord saves us individually,
但是他把我们救来之后。就把我们放在一起。
But after he has saved us, he has put us together.
这是神奇妙的作为。
This is the Lord's amazing doing.
所以如果你顺着这个身体的直觉来生活的话
So if you follow the body consciousness and live,
自然而然你活出身体的生活来。
Naturally, you'll live out the life of the body.
那么如果不顺服这一个身体的直觉
If you do not follow this body consciousness,
那你就没有身体的生命
Then you do not have body life.
今天有许多神的儿女
Many children of God today
应当有身体的生活
ought to have a body life.
照着神的拯救的话是很自然的
According to God's salvation, it's very natural.
但是许多神的儿女
But many children of God
今天失去了这个身体的感觉
They have lost this body consciousness.
什么原因呢
What is the reason?
我想这个原因是很多的。
I think there are many reasons.
有的是受遗传传统的约束。
Some have been restricted by tradition.
你知道, 当我们碰到一个人的时候,
we know when we meet somebody,
我们第一个问题就问他, 你是不是基督徒?
The first question we ask, are you a believer?
他说我是,
he said, I am.
那我们里面马上就连起来,
then immediately we are connected.
但是遗传来了,
but then tradition comes.
你说哪一个会啊?
What kind of meeting do you go to?
这个一来,
once you speak about this, you're divided. You did not follow that body consciousness.
你受了遗传的管理了,
you were delegated by tradition.
啊,
that's why you become divided.
啊, 有的人, 他信了主之后,
some people, after they believe,
他实在觉得教会是他家,
they really feel that the church is their home.
所以他就把自己投身在里头。
So then he puts himself completely in it.
这是应当的。
Of course you ought to do this.
但是当他投身在里头的时候,
but when he thrusts himself into it,
他受了一点约束了,
then he is restrained.
也许被人爬了一下,
maybe someone stepped on him.
被人推了一下,
maybe he was pushed by someone.
就灰心了。
And then he becomes discouraged. So is it better for me to have my only own devotion?
我不需要弟兄姊妹。
I don't need brothers and sisters.
所以你看见有各种各样的问题。
You see, there are many problems.
有的人是在教会里受了伤了。
Some people, they were hurt in the church.
因为你到教会里，你是盼望是进天堂了。
So because when you come to the church, you think you come to heaven.
教会应当是乐园嘛。
Of course, the church is paradise.
都是快乐的。
It's always happy.
但是你进到教会里头, 你觉得里面的, 难处比世界还大。
You come into the church, you feel that the difficulties are greater than that in the world.
那你失望了。
Then you become discouraged.
那你就退出了。
Then you retreat.
还是我一个人领袖好。
It's better for me to have my own devotion.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你就看见,
you see this.
因着种种的原因,
for many reasons,
叫神的儿女,
the children of God cannot have the body life. But when we come to the Word of God, when we come to the Book of Acts,
he
said that once that body life began, how they lived out that life. You remember when our Lord ascended into heaven, he said to his disciples, you have to return to Jerusalem. There you have to wait. Until you receive the Holy Spirit of promise. And then you have to preach, be a testimony to me to the end of the, end of the earth. There were 120 believers. They obeyed the word of God. And they returned to Jerusalem. And went into the upper room of Mark's home. And they were together.
十天,
10 days.
恒心, 同心,
and they were diligently in one in unison praying together.
我们已经说过了,
we already said,
这是一件了不起的事情,
this is a tremendous thing.
120个人,
120
能同心合意的祷告,
that they can pray with one heart.
并且能祷告十天,
and they could pray for 10 days.
恐怕很难办到的,
it's very difficult.
那么在那个时候,
at that time,
你记得在使徒行传第一章第十五节里头,
in Acts chapter 1 verse 15 it said,
彼得就站起来了,
Peter stood up.
他说神的话应验在犹大的身上,
so the scripture had to be fulfilled on concerning Judas.
他失去了他的这份,
he has lost his responsibility.
所以我们现在要从跟从主的人中间,
so amongst those that follow the Lord, starting from John the Baptist until our Lord ascended into heaven, those that walk with us, we have to pick one to fulfill the place of Judas.
然后他们就选了两个人。
So they chose two people.
来念酒，求主引导。
And then they asked that the Lord would lead them. Lots.
来拣选一个来补充这一个去。
To pick one to make up that last disciple.
这个是在五旬节之前。
This happened before the Pentecost.
彼得一个人站起来。
Peter stood up individually, alone.
他在那里来完成圣经的话。
So he was there fulfilling the word of the Bible.
但是到了使徒行传第二章。
But when you come to Acts chapter 2,
这120个人在那里等候的时候,
as those 120 were waiting,
无顺节到了,
then the Pentecost came.
忽然有一个吹气的声音。
All of a sudden there was a roaring wind.
神在那里吹气了。
God was there breathing.
充满了这个屋子,
and it filled the room.
然后有火焰的石头降在个人的头上,
and there were tongues of fire that came upon the heads of those.
他们就失去方言来了,
and they started to speak in tongues.
被圣灵充满,
they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
就说神的作为,
they spoke forth of God's doing.
那么这个消息传出去了,
and this was passed forth.
这是发生,
and then this happened in the upper room of Mark's home. But this message went out. Many people came. Of course, they cannot all be in the upper room. If they all go upstairs, the floor would collapse. Very possibly, they went to the portico of Solomon. Many people came. They said, what is this thing? They are also speaking languages we understand. So then people started laughing. These people are drunk. So at that time, in Acts chapter 2, verse 14, what did the Bible say? Peter taking his stand with the 11.
不是彼得一个人,
it wasn't Peter alone.
很自然,
very naturally. The 12 apostles stood together. Because this is the life of the body. The body is already here. Now the body needed to live. So the 12 rose up together. But of course we know the one who spoke was Peter.
但是彼得说话,
but when Peter spoke, was also the other 11 speaking. Because this is a body. So immediately you see body living coming forth. 3,000 were saved that day. 3,000 were saved.
那怎么办呢?
Then what do you do with them?
你要怎样把他们组织起来?
How do you organize them?
你要怎样去教导他们?
How do you teach them?
怎样生活了?
How do you live?
很稀奇。
It's amazing.
到第二章42节,
when you come to chapter 2, verse 42,
就有一句的话,
there is a phrase there.
说他们都恒心继续遵守使徒的教训和交通白白祈祷。
And they were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer.
很自然,
very natural.
如果是一个身体的话,
if it is a body,
这个生命自然而活出来的,
this life will naturally live out.
顺着生命圣灵的律就活出来了。
And it will follow the law of the spirit of life to live forth.
教训是以后加上去的。
Teaching comes later.
先有生活,然后有教导。
First there is living, then there is doctrine.
如果是组织的话,
if it is an organization,
必须先有教导,先有律法,然后
you have to have doctrine or law first, then you have living. So this is a difference there. So you see the believers at that time, they were baptized into one body. Naturally, they lived forth the life of the body. No one taught them.
你们不可自私。
You cannot be selfish.
你如果看见弟兄有缺少，你应当供应他。
If you see a body lacking, then you ought to provide for them.
不需要教导。
You don't have to teach them.
他知道的。
He knows it.
你知道那个时候啊。
You know at that time.
主殉节的时候。
It was during the time of Pentecost.
犹太人从世界各地都来了。
Jews came from all over the world.
那么他们蒙恩得救了。
Now they've been saved.
不回家了。
They don't go home, they don't.
他们就留在耶路撒冷。
And they stayed in Jerusalem.
他们没有地方住。
They have no place to live.
他们也没有东西吃。
They have nothing to eat.
有许多的需要。
They have many needs.
那怎么办呢？
What do you do?
你看很自然。
Very naturally.
住在耶路撒冷的人。
Those who lived in Jerusalem.
把房子打开。
They open up their homes.
请弟兄姊妹到家里来住。
Invited brothers and sisters to stay with them.
没有一个人说这是我专有的。
No one said this is for myself.
这是主的。
This is the Lord's.
这是基督的身体。
This is the body of Christ.
你看呢，他们彼此相爱。
So you see, they love one another.
叫没有一个人有缺乏。
Not one had a lack.
你如果教导啊，还不会教到这样好的程度、啊。
If you wanted to do it through teaching, you wouldn't be able to do it so well.
这是生命的表现。
This is the manifestation of life.
这个生活就出来了。
Then the living comes forth.
非常自然。
It's very natural.
你如果念第二章的话
，If you read chapter 2,
念第四章的话
，Chapter 4,
你就看见他们都是同心合意。
You see, they were of one heart.
彼此相爱。
They love one another.
彼此相顾。
And then they were concerned for each other.
没有一个人缺乏。
No one had any lack.
稀奇的事。
Isn't it amazing?
并且他们安家百倍。
And then they broke bread in each of the homes.
每一次吃饭的时候
，Every time they ate.
就摆平纪念主
And they would break bread to remember the Lord.
很自然的事
Very natural.
因为主的爱在他们里面
Because the love of the Lord was in them.
弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
身体的生活是自然
Body living is natural.
是属灵的自然
It is spiritually natural.
是生命的自然
It is life natural.
你如果活在生命里自然会产生这个结果
If you live in that life, you will naturally have that result.
教导能帮助
Teaching can help.
但是
But
生活是在教导之前
Living comes before doctrine.
我想这是很清楚的
I think this is very clear.
因为你记得保罗
Remember Paul?
他在那里带领弟兄姊妹的
He was there leading brothers and sisters.
他到加勒太一带地方去传福音。
He went through Galatia to preach.
人就得救了。
Many were saved.
他到哥林多去传福音。
He went to Corinth to preach.
人就得救了。
Many were saved.
他在哥林多有一年六个月的时间。
He was in Corinth for a year and six months.
对他们讲了许多话。
And spoke many words to them.
但是有许多话还没有讲。
But there are many words he didn't speak.
特别对于怎样聚会没有讲。
Especially on this matter on how to meet.
你想稀奇不稀奇
Isn't it amazing?
信主的人就要聚会了
Believers have to meet together.
因为教会就是蒙恩的人聚集在一起
Because the church is nothing but the called out ones gather together.
那么聚集在一起做什么呢
But what do you gather together for?
聚集在一起就交通了吗
You gather together, you have fellowship.
这是生活吗
This is life.
但是保罗好像没有教导他们怎么聚会
But I think Paul didn't teach them how to meet.
他一直到写哥林多书的时候才给他们一点的教导。
It wasn't until he wrote the epistles of Corinthians, then he showed them how to meet.
所以表明说
So it proves that
生活是马上随着这个生命就出来。
Living immediately comes out of the life.
你知道有一件很奇妙的事情。
You think, you know, there's an amazing thing.
我们今天称我们自己是基督徒。
Today we call ourselves Christians.
但是当初的时候
But in the beginning,
基督徒这个名称还没有的
This name Christian didn't exist.
那么基督徒的名称没有的时候
So when they didn't have this term Christian,
那么人对于这般信耶稣的人怎么称呼他们呢
So what would they call these that believe in the Lord Jesus?
主的门徒
Disciples of Jesus.
还有一个
And the other one.
是信奉这道的人
and those who believe the way
这个在我们中文圣经里头看不出来
in the Chinese it's not apparent in the Bible
因为中文圣经用信奉这道
because in the Bible it says those who believe in this way
这个道啊我们的影像 就是教导。
And the word way in Chinese is equated to teaching.
那不是的。
No.
在原文里头就是那些在这条路上走的人。
In the original, it's those that walk in this way.
这是 way, 这是一条路。
It's a way, it's a road.
在这条路上走的人。
Those that walk on this way.
当我到美国的时候。
When I went to the United States,
我与一些在美国的弟兄们一同聚会。
And I was meeting with some saints in the United States.
当我们在一同聚会的时候，有的时候我们在那里谈一点事情。
So as we were meeting, we would talk, discuss certain things.
那些宝贝的美国的弟兄。
And those precious brothers and sisters from the U.S.
常常对我说。
They often said to me,
这不是我们 American way of life.
This is not the American way of life.
我们美国人有我们生活的方式。
Our American way of life is special.
我们有我们做事的路。
We have a way of doing things.
我是从中国来的。
I am from China.
你不能把中国的方法带到美国来。
You cannot bring your methods of China here to the U.S.
我就告诉他们。
Then I told them.
我说也不是 American way of life, 也不是 Chinese way of life.
I said it's not the American way of life or the Chinese way of life.
是 Christ way of life.
It's Christ way of life.
所以你在这里看见。
So you see here.
基督徒的名称还没有嘞。
The term Christian was not existing yet.
但是。
But.
世界上的人已经看出来了。
The people of the world already recognize something.
这些人有一种生活的方式。
These people have a certain way of living.
与世界任何的国家都不同的。
It's different from any of the nation in this world.
犹太人有他们的这个 way of life.
The Jews have their way of life.
外邦人有他们的这个生活的方式。
The Gentiles have their way of life.
中国人有中国人生活的那个方式。
The Chinese have the Chinese way of life.
每一个国家都有他特别的那个生活的方式。
Every nation has their own unique ways of life.
这个是世界上人所能谅解的。
So this is what people can understand in this world.
但是现在来了这一批人。
But now came this people.
你说他是犹太人吗？也又是犹太人。
Are they Jews? Yes, they are Jews.
你说他是外邦人，也又是外邦人。
You say they are Gentiles, they are Gentiles.
但是他们生活的方式也不是犹太方式，也不是外邦方式。
But their method of living is not the Jewish method or the Gentile method.
他们活的方法是世界上没有看见过的。
The way they live is nothing ever seen in this world.
你怎么能把犹太人与希利利人放在一起？
How can you place Jews and Gentiles together?
犹太人轻看外邦人。
The Jews despise the Gentiles.
你们是狗哎。
You are dogs.
外邦人就嫉妒犹太人。
And then the Gentiles were jealous of the Jews.
你们把钱都拿去了。
You've taken up all our money.
这个外邦人和犹太人不能合在一起。
How can the Gentiles be together with the Jews?
不能共同生活。
They cannot live together.
当我在印度的时候。
When I was in India.
那是早期的时候。
And this was many years back.
他们那个阶级的制度是好厉害。
And then their caste system was very strong.
这个阶级是分得清清楚楚的。
And then you would separate into different classes very, very prominently.
当初在印度传福音很难的。
So it was very difficult to preach the gospel in India.
因为你传福音，如果那一个 caste 里头人信了，其他的 caste 不来了。
So because if you preach the gospel and someone from one caste was saved, the others from other castes wouldn't come.
连这个开这个去开汽车的人呢
，even the driver of the car，
他也不洗衣服的
，he wouldn't wash clothes，
因为洗衣服有洗衣服的那个 caste，
because there is the caste of those people that wash clothes，
那是分得清清楚楚的
，it was very clearly delineated，
那么弟兄姊妹
，but brothers and sisters，
所以当时在印度传福音很难的
，so it was very difficult to preach the gospel in India，
你只做一个 caste， 其他 caste 不做
，if you gain one caste， you lost the other caste。
他不来了。
He wouldn't come.
因为不能通婚，也不能一同吃饭。
Because they couldn't intermarry, they couldn't even eat together.
所以完全是分开的。
So it was all separate.
那么弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
现在稀奇了。
Now it's amazing.
为奴的、自主的都在一起了。
The free and the bondmen are all together.
有的人是自主的。
Some are free. Some are slaves.
And
this class is very clearly delineated. But when you come to the church, there is no free man, there is no slave. I remember our dear brother, Watchman
Nee.
There is a brother that helped serve him. And we call them Master Wong. He loved Brother
Nee.
Brother Nee couldn't say, this dish is very good. Otherwise, he'd eat that every day. He loved Brother
Nee.
But in the breaking of bread, when he entered into the meeting, he looked around. Where is Brother Nee sitting? So he went to sit in the back. And Brother Nee saw him,
叫他过来,
told him to come,
坐在他的旁边,
to sit next to him.
在基督的身体里头, 没有自助的, 没有为奴,
in the body of Christ, there is no free man, there is no slave.
我们都是弟兄,
we are all brethren.
这个生活的方式是完全不同的,
this living is completely different.
你在家里可以
In your home, you can feel you are a servant. But in the church, you are a brother. Brothers and sisters, an amazing thing has happened. No matter where the gospel went, and everyone was different in each locality. They had different ways of living. After they believed, it was completely different. You don't need to teach them.
自然而然的,
naturally,
大家在一起,
everyone gathered together. And then to be members of one another.
并且,
because they always had Jesus in their words.
所以等到 世界上的人看见这一般的人,
so when people of this world saw these people,
这些走在这条路上的人,
those that walk in this way,
你知道在使徒行传里头啊, 提了好几次,
and you know in Acts it's mentioned many times,
为了帮助年轻的弟兄,
in order to help the young people,
在使徒行传9章第2节,
in Acts chapter 9 and verse 2,
扫罗, 他拿了祭司长的文书到大马士去抓那些走在这条路上的人。And
Paul asked for letters from him to the synagogues at Damascus so that if he found any belonging to the way, both men and women, he might bring them to Jerusalem.
19章第9节
19 verse 9
保罗在以弗所的时候,
Paul, when he was in Ephesus, because people blasphemed him, and then they blasphemed the way, and then they spoke against this kind of living. So then Paul separated from them.
In
verse 23, because of this way, because of this teaching, there was a great commotion. It was not because of this teaching. It was because of the way. Because those that believe in the Lord walk this way. This way is completely opposite to the way of the world. Just like our Lord Jesus said, you have to walk the narrow way. Many walk those broad way. But this leads to death. Those who walk the narrow way are few. And then those that walk on it are few. But this leads to eternal life.
弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters, this way has become apparent. This life became apparent. These people were different. You will never find it in the world. And then chapter 22, and verse 4.
保罗他在耶路撒冷被抓了,
Paul was captured in Jerusalem.
他就对犹太的人他有申诉。
He spoke to the Jews and he appealed to them.
他在22章第4节说,
In chapter 22, verse 4, he said,
我本来也是逼迫这道的人,
I persecuted this way to the death.
他也是逼迫这条路的人,
he also persecuted this way.
然后到24章,
and then chapter 24,
14节和22节,
verse 14 and 22,
再提到这一个路,
and then he also mentioned this way.
保罗对腓利士大人说,
and then he spoke to
Felix.
Yes. So those that they thought is heresy, I serve my God according to this way.
然后到22节说,
and in verse 22,
Felix 原来也很清楚这条的路。
And then Felix used to know this way very well.
所以你就看见这基督徒的名称呢，还没有普遍之前。
So you know that even before this term Christian was common,
世界上人看到这一般特别的人,
when the world saw this special group of people,
就说这些人都是在那条路上的人。
They said these people are those on that way.
什么是路呢?
What is the way?
路就不是道理。
The way is no longer doctrine.
如果光光是道理的话,
if it's just doctrine,
那就不是路了,
then it's not the way.
路是要去走的,
the way you have to walk in it.
路是一个生活,
it is a living.
但是这些的弟兄姊妹,
but these brothers and sisters,
福音无论传到哪里,
no matter where the gospel went,
用不着教导,
you don't need to teach them.
他们走的路都是相同的,
the way that they walk was same.
当然在各地, 有各地不同的情形,
of course, there's different conditions in different localities.
如果是教导的话, 就千篇一律,
so if it's teaching, everything will be in unison.
样样都是一样的,
everything will be identical.
那你知道这是死的,
then you know this is dead.
这是规条,
this is a rules and regulations.
如果是生命的话,
if it's life,
那是活的,
it's living.
虽然有各种各样, 的大同小异,
even though there are minute differences,
但是在原则上是一样的,
but in principle, it's the same.
都是把基督彰显出来,
it is all to manifest Christ.
所以你看见,
so you see this.
基督徒的名字就来了,
the name Christians appeared.
你知道外邦人他总是盼望, 知道你究竟怎么一回事。
So, you know, the Gentiles, they often like to, unbelievers like to know what you're about.
就是今天也是一样,
even today is this way.
如果一个人碰到你的话,
if someone met you,
他总是要知道你的底细,
he wants to know your secrets.
究竟你是什么一回事?
What are you about?
如果他不知道的话, 他没有把手了,
if he does not know it, he doesn't have a handle on you.
他不能handle你了,
he cannot handle you.
他总是要知道你的底细是什么,
he has to know something about you.
所以那些外邦人看见这一般是耶稣的人,
so those unbelievers, when they saw the Lord, those who believed the Lord Jesus,
路上的人,
those who walked on that way,
这些人是什么人?
What are such people?
他们不懂,
they don't understand.
如果是犹太教的一个宗派的话,
if it was a sect of Judaism,
这个还能懂得了,
then they could understand.
有法利赛人,
there are Pharisees,
有撒都盖人,
there's the Sadducees,
那么有耶稣宗派的人,
and then those that follow Jesus.
但是又不是,
but it's not.
很多都是外邦人,
many Gentiles,
信了主了,
they believe in the Lord Jesus.
那么这些人是谁?
Then who are these?
Oh, 他们是奉主的名聚会,
they meet in the name of the Lord Jesus.
他们向主耶稣祷告,
they pray to the Lord Jesus.
他对主耶稣唱诗赞美,
they sing and praise the Lord Jesus.
他们彼此以主为交通的题目,
they use the Lord as a theme of their fellowship.
他口口声声是耶稣,
he said whatever they say here and there, they always speak about Jesus.
进也耶稣出也耶稣,
they go out with Jesus, come back with Jesus.
都是耶稣, 耶稣, 耶稣,
everything is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
那这些人是谁呢?
Now who are these?
这些人是 Jesus people, Christ men.
These are Jesus people, Christ men.
所以这个基督徒的名称就来了。
So then Christians, this term started.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
今天我们称自己是基督徒。
Today we call ourselves Christians.
觉得很荣耀。
We think it's glorious.
在当时的时候,
at that time,
基督徒乃是一个轻看的名字啊。
The name Christian was a term of despisement. You Christians, you're crazy. You Christians, you have something wrong in your head. Just like Paul when he testified. He said, I wish that you were all like me. And then the king said, so are you trying to convince me to be a Christian? The term Christian is something to be despised. But thank and praise God. So to be shamed because of the term Christian, it is our glory. So you see this. The church is the body of Christ. Because it's a body. So it has a certain living. Yet this living is according to life. And the flowing of life is the living. There is no pretense. You do not need law or rules to move it. Rules and regulations come later to help. But in the beginning, it was but a manifestation of life.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, this is body living. Body living is not that everyone follows one order. You go to Taipei. You see how brothers and sisters meet there. If you come to Kaohsiung, you see how Christians meet. If everyone follow one system, then becomes an organization. But thank God, even though we're different, but we're very similar. This is the amazing thing. Because we all have Christ as our center, and we also express Christ. So, dear brothers and sisters, when we speak about body living, we cannot say, do this or do that, then is body living. Because the 21 centuries until now, in each locality in this world, the same living, it is yet different. This is life. So if you want to use one phrase to describe it, and that is Acts 2:42. This is body living. They were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everybody continually upheld this. It's not something that emotionally was just for one instant. It was one excitement. They unceasingly, continually, diligently devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. Now, in the English, this word apostle is plural. Apostles. There are at least 12 apostles.
但是这个教训呢, 是单数的,
but this word teaching is singular.
所以虽然有好些使徒,
even though there were many apostles,
但是他们的教训啊, 只有一个,
but their teaching was just one. When we study the Bible, we say this is Paul's teaching. This is John's teaching. This is Peter's teaching. This is James' teaching. The James' teaching is in conflict with Paul's teaching. Because Paul speaks about justification by faith. James speaks about justification by works. They all have their own teachings. Brothers and sisters,
不是,
no. If they are apostles,
假使徒不要讲了,
don't talk about false apostles. The false apostles have their own teaching. If they're true apostles, where do their teaching come from? Come from what origin? What I receive, I have given you. I did not invent it.
每一个使徒,
every apostle has his special feature because every vessel is different. When you put water in a long vessel, as if this water is long, in a round vessel, this water is round. But water is still water. So brothers and sisters, this is the Bible. Even though Paul, like he had his own teaching, Peter has his special focus on his teaching. John has his special focus.
但是感谢上面主,
but thank and praise God, none of them belong to themselves.
都是从主领受,
all were received from the Lord.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
因着这个缘故,
because of this,
使徒们的教训是什么呢?
What is the apostles' teaching?
就是主的教训.
It is the teaching of the Lord.
我们今天有主的教训,
today we have the Lord's teaching.
是从使徒们传给我们.
It came from the apostles.
所以在约翰一书第一章里这么说,
so that's why in 1 John chapter 1 it says this.
他说我们使徒是与父与子相交。
We apostles have fellowship with Father and the Son. The things that we have seen with our eyes, the things we have handled, and we have experienced, we give to you. So that you and us can have fellowship. So you see this. The teaching of the apostles is the teaching of the Lord. If we want to have body living, we have to obey, preserve the apostles' teaching. It's a shame today. People have forgotten about the apostles' teaching. They say this today. The Bible we do not understand. Who has the authority to interpret the Bible? Only those bishops in the beginning, fathers in the beginning centuries, they could do it.
So we church fathers.
Or church fathers.
这些人,
so these people, they have the right to interpret the Bible.
所以你要明白圣经的话, 你要去听他们的教导。
So if you want to understand the Bible, you have to listen to their teaching.
但是我们知道许多的异端都是从教父出来的。
But we know many heresies came from these church fathers.
圣灵是解说圣经的。
The Holy Spirit is the one that interprets the Bible. And the Bible is the Word of God. It is the Word of our Lord Jesus. And through the apostles have been given to us. So we have to return to the beginning, to the Word of the Lord. We cannot listen to the words of men. We cannot listen to the church fathers. We cannot listen to the so-called spiritual giants. If what they say is from the Bible, we can accept it. If it's not according to the Bible, we will not follow it. This will lead us into body living. Not only do you have apostles' teaching,
也是使徒们的教统。
You also have the fellowship of the apostles.
那么使徒们又是多数的。
Now again, apostles is a plural.
而这个教统又是一个。
And that fellowship is again one.
保罗没有他自己的教统。
Paul did not have his own fellowship.
哥林多的信徒要把保罗当作一个特别的教统。
The Corinthian church wanted to make Paul into a special fellowship.
我们是属于保罗的。
We are of Paul.
保罗说。
Paul said.
保罗为你们舍命吗？
Did Paul give up his life for you?
没有这件事。
No such thing.
使徒们只有一个教统。
The apostles only have one fellowship.
哥林多前书一章九节。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9.
神是信实的。
God is faithful.
他呼召我们进入他儿子耶稣基督的教统里。
He calls us into the fellowship of his son, Jesus Christ.
这是按照原文的翻译。
This is according to the original.
神是信实的。
God is faithful.
他呼召我们。
He calls us.
所有信主的人。
All those who believe.
进入一个教统。
To enter into one fellowship.
这个教统叫什么呢？
What is this fellowship called?
是神儿子耶稣基督的教统。
It is the fellowship of the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
什么是主耶稣基督的教统呢？
What is the fellowship of our Lord Jesus Christ?
就是他在永世里面与父在灵里面的教统。
It is that fellowship which he had with the Father in the eternity past.
父与子在生命里头教统。
The Father and the Son had fellowship in life.
没有一点的隐藏。
There was no hiding.
完全开启。
Completely open.
父所有的都交通给子。
All that the Father had, he fellowshipped it to the Son.
子所有的都交通给父。
What the Son had, he fellowshipped to the Father.
这一切的交通都在圣灵的里面。
All of this fellowship was in the Holy Spirit.
这是最完全的交通。
This is the most complete fellowship.
也是最关闭的教统 exclusive fellowship.
Was also the most exclusive fellowship.
因为只有三个 members.
Because only had three members.
根据什么呢？
According to what?
根据生命。
According to life.
神的生命。
The life of God.
没有人能加入这个教统。
No one can participate in that fellowship.
没有人能有份在这个里头的。
No one had a part in that fellowship.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
今天神为着爱我们的缘故
，because God loves us，
他把这个教堂打开来
，He has opened this fellowship，
他教我们来进入他儿子的教堂
，He asks us to enter into the fellowship of His Son，
那就是说
，in other words，
教我们来享受基督里一切的丰盛
，He calls us to enjoy the fullness of the riches of Christ，
在那个教堂里头没有保留。
In that fellowship, there is no reservation.
在那个交通里完全是打开的。
That fellowship is completely open.
完全是分享的。
And completely sharing.
没有一点的自私在里头。
There is no selfishness.
并且是最丰富的。
And it is most abundant.
感谢赞美神。
Thank and praise God.
这个交通也成为使徒们的交通。
This fellowship became the fellowship of the apostles.
因为是使徒先与父与子交通
because the apostles first had fellowship with the Son and the Father
然后他们把这个交通也向我们打开
and then they open up this fellowship to us
所以今天我们也在这个交通里
so we are also in this fellowship
啊，弟兄姊妹
oh brothers and sisters
这个交通是多丰富、啊、
this fellowship is so abundant
凡是神的在基督里都是我们
all that belongs to God in Christ now belongs to us
我们在这个交通里的享受是无比的。
And then the enjoyment we have in this fellowship is tremendous.
正像圣经所说的。
Just like the Bible says.
神一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里。
All the riches of the Godhead dwells in the Lord bodily.
你们也在他里面得以完全。
And you are complete in him.
这是交通。
This is fellowship.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
So dear brothers and sisters.
教统只有一个
Fellowship is only one.
圣徒的教统
The fellowship of the saints.
就是使徒们的教统
Is the fellowship of the apostles.
使徒们的教统
The fellowship of the apostles.
就是儿子耶稣基督的教统
Is the fellowship of the Son of God.
我们都是被召进到这个教统里头
We are all called into this fellowship.
那么在那个交通的里面
And in that fellowship,
我们过身体的生活
We live the body life.
然后
Then,
有两件看得见的事情
There are two things that are visible.
好像就把这个教导、教训和交通啊，把它特别显明出来。
As if it is making the teaching and the fellowship more apparent.
那就是白饼祈祷。
And that is the breaking of bread and prayer.
为什么白饼是这么那么重要呢
？Why is the breaking of bread so important?
因为白饼叫我们纪念爱我。
Because the breaking of bread caused us to remember the one who loved us, our Lord.
不但是纪念我们的主。
Not only to remember the Lord.
你知道主知道我们是很容易忘记的。
You know that the Lord knows that we are forgetful people.
他爱我们到一个地步。
He loves us to such an extent.
他留下一个白饼。
He left for us the breaking of bread.
要我们纪念他。
So that we can remember him.
这个表明他是何等的爱我。
He proves that he loves us this way.
每一次我们掰饼的时候
Every time we come to break the bread,
我们就纪念我们的主。
We remember our Lord.
他怎样为着我们流血。
How he shed his blood for us.
他为着我们舍身。
How he gave up his body for us.
我们发出感谢赞美来。
And we offer up our praises and thanks to him.
叫我们不至于忘记他。
That we not forget him.
你如果爱一个人爱到一个程度
If you love a person to such an extent
你不要那个人忘记你
You don't want that person to forget you
你提醒他
You remind him
你要记得我
Remember me
这是爱的基点
This is the pinnacle of love Thankful
不但是这样
Not only that
当我们是这样纪念他的时候
As we remember him
我们就是为他做见证
Then we become a testimony for him
我们是陈列他的事
We have
Exhibited
his joy.
给世界人看见
Exhibited to the world.
这是唯一的救法
This is the only salvation.
并且
And also,
我们等候他回来
And we wait for his return.
弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
白饼是何等的重要
The breaking of bread is so important.
不但在教训上是那样
Not just in this matter of teaching.
并且白饼是一个教统
Breaking of bread is also a fellowship.
因为哥林多前书第十章
Because in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 it says,
这个桌子是交通。
This table is a fellowship.
当我们每一次纪念他的时候
As we remember him,
不但是回想以往
Not just to remember the past,
就是在现在
Even now,
我们在灵里面
In our spirits,
与我们的主交通。
We have fellowship with our Lord.
从他那里再接受他赦罪的恩
Once again, receive the grace of his salvation.
从他那里再领受他的生命
Once again, receive his life.
靠着他的供应，我们能走前面的路
Through his provision, we can walk the way forward.
所以把使徒的教训和交通完全表明出来
So then this displays the teaching and the fellowship of the apostles.
历世历代
throughout the ages,
真正过身体生活的人
those that truly live the body life,
都看重白饼这件事
they always cherished the breaking of bread.
可是今天
but it's a shame today,
在基督教里面
in Christianity,
把这件事看轻
they despise such a thing.
祈祷
prayer,
这个不是只做个人的祷告。
This is not about personal prayer.
当然，我们个人应当有我们祷告的生活。
Of course, individually, we need to have a prayer life.
但是这个祈祷是身体的祈祷。
But this prayer is a corporate prayer.
是教会的祷告。
It's a prayer of the church.
我们不要以为说我自己有祷告就够了。
It's not that I just have my individual prayer.
我们需要教会。一同起来，同心祷告。
We need the church to rise up together and to pray together.
今天在基督教里面，轻看身体的祷告。
In Christendom today, they despise prayer.
主日听到的人多。
There are many who come to listen to messages on the Lord's day.
周内 祷告的小卯三至四节。
So those who pray during the weekdays are just but a few.
我们安慰自己说我在家里有祷告。
We comfort ourselves and say, I pray at home.
但是
But
神的旨意
The purpose of God
是那样的伟大
is so tremendous.
不是我们一个人的祷告能成就的。
Is not something that our individual prayers can help fulfill it.
所以主就教导他的教会祷告。
So our Lord teaches His church to pray.
我们在天上的。
Our Father who art in heaven.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed be thy name.
愿你的国降临。
May thy kingdom come.
愿你的旨意成功在地上如同在天上。
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
亲爱的弟兄姊
妹。Dear brothers and sisters.
祷告是教会真正的指示。
The prayer is the true ministry of the church.
神把这个祷告托付给他的教会。
The Lord has entrusted this prayer to His people.
我们要为他的国、为他的义同心合一的祷告。
For His righteousness' sake, for His kingdom's sake, we pray with one heart.
尤其在这末后的时候。
Especially in these last days.
我们的祷告要加紧。
We have to press on in our prayer.
因为主来的日子。
Because the day of his coming is soon.
这个在实际上显出身体的生活。
In reality, this will demonstrate the body life.
你要看见身体的生活有多少。
How much of body living do you have?
你就去看教会祷告的时候的情形。
Just look at a place's prayer meeting.
如果教会的祷告是软弱这个身体的生活软弱。
If the prayer meeting is weak, then body life is also weak.
否则的话
Otherwise,
如果祷告真是在神面前有力量的话
If the prayer is strong and with power before God,
这个身体的生活也刚强
Then body living is also strong.
所以愿神纪念我
May the Lord remember us.